Well, it was quite a Monday. We found out that the two largest not-for-profit hospitals in the state of Texas are merging. It's a monster. We're talking about 10 million patient encounters annually, 68 different hospital campuses all over the state. It really is quite an operation. It is Memorial Hermann Health System out of Houston and Baylor Scott & White from here in Dallas. Jim Hinton is the CEO of Baylor Scott & White, and we'll run the whole thing when this thing's finally approved, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dave.
You had a busy weekend. I'm thinking this is not the kind of thing you just thought up like last Friday.
No, the letters of intent were signed last week by both boards, but these discussions have been going on for 7 or 8 months in earnest.
You know, we've watched both of you build and build. I mean, Memorial, of course, with Hermann here probably 20 years ago. And it seemed like it was just the other day that Baylor and Scott and White, you know, hit the merger record. So what's behind these? Are these defensive or offensive mergers that we're seeing?
Well, I think they're both defensive and offensive. And just as a little fun fact, today is the 5-year anniversary of the Baylor and Scott and White merger.
Wow.
And so it's an auspicious day for that and what we announced today. Yeah, you know, around the country, there's a lot of consolidation going on in healthcare organization, and it's driven by changes in reimbursement, usually going down, by new entrants coming in to disrupt how healthcare systems operate. And consumers are increasingly dissatisfied with both the cost of the care and what they consider to be the hassle factor of gaining health care, of accessing health care. And so all these things are really driving consolidation, and it's going on everywhere across the United States. Unique to Baylor Scott & White and Memorial Hermann, I think, are a couple of unique factors. One is that these two organizations are almost culturally identical. They both started as faith-based organizations. They both have a very deep commitment to their communities, and the boards almost can complete each other's sentences as they talk about what the value is of coming together.
And I guess you don't have any overlap, really, do you?
Not much. Geographically pretty distinct from one another.
You know, you mentioned the challenges, and I think about them on so many different levels. I mean, on the one hand, we live in a state where, I don't know, somebody like a third of the people just don't have any insurance, but they still, you know, show up for service. And then on the other hand, I see all these specialty clinics, these ambulatory clinics walk up, neck clinics, knee clinics, or whatever, taking business away from you.
Well, Texas is a state that has a lot of extremes, right? We have the most uninsured in the entire United States, and then we have some of the most high-end care that is possible anywhere in the world with the breakthroughs that have occurred in the specialty centers here in Dallas and down in the Texas Medical Center in Houston. And so you're right. I mean, there's a lot going on in this state. It's also a state that has chosen not to expand Medicaid, which has led to us having the most uninsured. So not-for-profit systems care for patients whether they have insurance or not. And so one of the things we will want to be talking about going forward is how can we get more people to have insurance? And it doesn't mean Medicaid or Medicare. It can mean getting insurance through their place of work.
So in the combination of operations, I would guess there's going to be some duplication and overhead billing, that sort of thing. I would guess this is also going to give you still more muscle in ordering items. You're going to be able to tell Becton Dickinson or Johnson & Johnson what you'll pay them instead of vice versa, right?
Well, you know, we're still a kind of a rounding error for those big companies, but it will give us some additional leverage in supplies and pharmaceuticals and other things that we purchase to have more bulk purchasing and hopefully get some better prices. And we will definitely go after those savings right out of the box.
So if you were a public company, I would talk to you now about, you know, Justice Department and antitrust and what's up next and that sort of thing. But you're not. What sort of hurdles are there, if any, to accomplishing this merger?
Well, there are still two regulatory approvals, and one would be similar to a publicly traded stock company, and that is the Federal Trade Commission will look at this arrangement and determine if it's pro-competitive or not. And so we have already informed the FTC of the merger, and so they will be assessing that in their own due course. The other one, which is also exists in every state but is unique to not-for-profit organizations, is the state attorneys general have oversight over any transactions that involve not-for-profit health care and not-for-profits in general. So so we have, again, alerted the Attorney General's office here, and they'll be this to ask the questions that they're responsible for.
Okay, just one last thing. So, Jim Hinton, you're going to be the CEO of the combined operation. Baylor, Scott & White Health, Memorial Hermann Health System. You know, you're going to have to do something about that name, or you're going to have to get a business card that folds.
Here's what we're doing. We're going to leave both of the names in the respective markets for the foreseeable future, and maybe forever. We are going to identify a corporate name that we will use to identify the overall organization, but it will be a name that's in the background, if you will. You don't find any stronger brands in this country than Memorial Hermann and Baylor Scott & White, and so we don't want to mess that up, because we have other more pressing issues as we get this organization together.
Congratulations. I know it's a big day for you, Jim Hinton. CEO Baylor Scott & White, it's good to have you with us.
Great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.